This is the parallax for Friday, March 6, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We start with a major shakeup in the Trump administration. President Trump has fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, reassigning her as special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, effective March 31st. Trump will nominate Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma to replace her, pending Senate confirmation. Noem's departure marks the first major cabinet-level firing of Trump's second term, coming after weeks of bipartisan criticism. The Washington Examiner frames her removal as long overdue, stating the firing should have happened earlier, after false claims she made about the shooting death of an immigration activist. Al Jazeera emphasizes that Mullen is described as an immigration hawk, who is all about the mission. Meanwhile, The Guardian notes that Noem was one of the administration's brightest stars when she took the role, but faced mounting backlash in recent months. Axios reports that Trump consulted with allies and advisors, all of whom told him it was time for her to go, with sources saying she burned through a ton of goodwill. Turning to military action in the Middle East, the House of Representatives narrowly rejected a Democratic-backed War Powers Resolution Thursday, voting 219 to 212 against requiring congressional approval for continued military action against Iran. The vote amounts to congressional endorsement of Trump's military campaign, known as Operation Epic Fury, which has been underway for approximately 1 week. Two Republicans crossed party lines to support the resolution. Al Jazeera reports the House defeated the resolution despite bipartisan complaints about the war's unclear goals. The Guardian frames this as Republicans clearing the way for Trump to continue the conflict that has drawn in countries across the Middle East, while Axios emphasizes that the failed vote amounts to an endorsement of Trump's military campaign. In related news, the military operation itself is intensifying. Operation Epic Fury entered its seventh day Friday, with heavy bombardment of Tehran and Iranian military targets. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and CENTCOM Commander Admiral Brad Cooper reported that the operation has sunk over 30 Iranian ships and reduced Iranian missile attacks by 90% through strikes from B-2 bombers. However, the conflict is escalating regionally. Al Jazeera reports that a correspondent in Tehran says heavy bombardment is also targeting civilian and residential areas. Iran's foreign minister stated there is no reason to negotiate and called Washington untrustworthy. Meanwhile, The Guardian reports that the U.S. and Israel have celebrated assassinating Iran's supreme leader and notes that their offensive has killed more than 1,000 civilians so far, including scores of children, according to a U.S.-based rights group. Fox News highlights Secretary Hegseth saying Iran's chaotic retaliation has driven its own allies into the American orbit, while Bloomberg reports that a former State Department senior advisor says the Iran war has reached a critical moment and that President Trump will need a way out soon. Meanwhile, there's significant economic disruption cascading through global markets. U.S. gasoline pump prices have advanced to their highest level since September 2024, as the conflict disrupts energy supplies from the region, with a 20% blockade at the Strait of Hormuz. European natural gas prices posted their biggest weekly gain since the energy crisis, as Qatar's LNG export operations halted production. Turkey has spent $12 billion, roughly 15% of its foreign currency reserves, to defend its lira currency from war-fueled volatility. Bloomberg reports that the Iran war has moved a European Central Bank interest rate hike from a contrarian position to consensus, as traders worry about inflation risks from rising oil. Iraq has shut in approximately 1.5 million barrels per day of production, with officials warning the figure could approach 3 million barrels per day if blockade conditions persist. Finally, on the diplomatic front, the United States and Venezuela have agreed to restore diplomatic and consular relations following Washington's role in the capture of former President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. Interior Secretary Doug Burgess wrapped up a two-day trip to Venezuela as part of Trump's push for greater access to the country's mineral wealth. The Guardian frames this as a thaw in U.S.-Venezuela relations after Washington ousted Maduro. Axios reports that the historic deal with a former U.S. foe comes as President Trump pushes to apply his actions in Venezuela to Iran. That's the Parallax for Friday, March 6th. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.